This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We got a lot to talk about, and the father of the Me Too movement is something I think we should be talking about, because one of the things that bugs me about what's been going on with Kavanaugh, and we'll discuss other stuff, but one of the things that bothers me about this situation with Kavanaugh is the fact that we've lost sight of this whole Me Too movement. We've lost sight of the gravity of why it started. I call Harvey Weinstein the father of the Me Too movement. I call Bill Clinton its grandfather. Now, it's been going on for a long time. I'm not looking for the patient zero. You know, we got to go back a long way to find patient zero. But here's what I'll tell you. Patient zero is a leftist dude. And he's somebody that he's a wolf in sheep's clothing walking among women who are going to exalt this guy. Weinstein's a perfect example. Look at all the so-called feminists who were friends with Harvey Weinstein. His name hasn't come up. I looked Harvey Weinstein up just the other day, and you know what he's doing? They said he's mounting his defense against these women. You know that 80 women have accused Weinstein of sexual harassment, assault, or rape. Weinstein, whatever. Asia Argento, who, by the way, was accused of sexual assault herself on a young man, a 17-year-old kid, she's one that put the list together. A list of over 100 alleged instances of sexual abuse by Weinstein, and they put that list together in November of 2017. The list dates back from 1980 to 2015 and include 18 allegations of rape. But this is what the left are trying to do to Judge Kavanaugh, is to say he potentially groped a girl back when he was 17 and old. The second accuser says at a party he supposedly took out his penis. Where, as I asked earlier, where was everybody else? This is what the left has succumbed to. But guess what they've overlooked? They overlooked that Weinstein was supposed to break open Hollywood. He was supposed to be the coconut. They took the shell apart, and he was going to expose, pardon the pun, everything that was going on inside of that cocoon of debauchery. And we've got nothing. We still got Weinstein, and he's fighting. Don't be surprised. Within 2 or 3 years, Harvey Weinstein is back owning a studio, produces a successful movie, and it's rinse and repeat all over again. Because let me tell you something. Nothing has changed in Hollywood. Nothing. They are still taking advantage of these young bumpkins coming to town. Producers are still saying, you put out, I'll get you a role, yada, yada, yada. And you know what the women's movement, the Me Too movement is doing? Nothing. They're keeping their mouths shut because the very same women that are complaining, there are a group of people who have made their way up, and they're saying to those women that are now on the way out, they're saying, shut up. You had your chance. Disingenuous leftists to their rotten cores. I understand why conservative women don't want to be a part of that nonsense. The same reason why you have conservative blacks that say, What are you trying to tempt me into by saying, Kevin, I'm going to, you know, you're expelled from the black race. Thanks. Don't do me any favors. If I got to put up with all the nonsense of crazy blacks, ethnocentric thinking, racist behavior, criminality beyond belief, black on black crime, acting like you care about me, please. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you, thank you. As I said earlier, thank you. Father of the Me Too movement. Why bother with Weinstein and all of Hollywood and the numerous mostly leftist congressmen who've been accused of everything from groping to rape when you have a 30-plus-year-old past of the judge to review, right? To stop him at all costs. Why? Because he's a stellar guy, perfect for the Supreme Court, and you know what he's going to do? He's going to rule based on the rule of law. That's how he's going to rule. He's going to follow the Constitution. How dare he? As ridiculous as this strategy is, I say, have fun with it. Democrats want to resort to kicking their own butts? They see this as positioning only women for positions of power, folks. But this is a huge backfire. You want to know why? And for those of you who say to me, Kevin, I can't say these things, you know, black folks, this, that, and the other, because it'll get me in trouble. I say it about women. In case you guys don't know this, at Fox News, the top person that I report to at Fox News is a woman. The two people below her that pick my career are women. And I've had this very same conversation with them. I love strong women. But what I don't tolerate is liars. Conniving liars. I don't care what your gender is. So this idea that we got to believe people, and what gets me is how we've allowed them to take this Me Too thing and put it into the realm of Kavanaugh, when we've got congressmen that have been, we've been paying their slush fund money off, mostly leftist congressmen. We've got Hollyweird. We've got entertainment that treats women. Look at rapper. Look at who's in entertainment. Somebody give me this. Who dominates entertainment? Leftists. Who are the people that talk about women like they're dogs? Leftists. The people that vote Democrat. They're the ones who talk about women like they're dogs. Unbelievable. Unbelievable scenarios involving Kavanaugh with very weak women. What an embarrassment to feminism is Blasey Ford, Professor Ford, and this chick Debbie Ramirez. What an embarrassment. Leftist women, you should not to use them as your poster children of strength. They're so brave to come out. They're not brave. They're a bunch of lemmings being told what to say and what to do. Should be ashamed of themselves, and they should be ashamed. You mean the Democrats should be ashamed for them? Anybody that's got a brain should be going, what are you people trying to pull? Do you really think Republicans are that stupid? Conservatives are that stupid? Do you think women are that stupid? And what are you saying to other women? What are you saying to young girls? That's your excuse for whatever? We got a story coming up. It'll blow your mind. It, again, falsely accusing men of things that they didn't do. Why? All for personal gain, you know, or the gain of the system, if you will. The Me Too movement. Women are strategizing right now in this country how they can get back at old boyfriends, at old work, you know, workers, people that they, that you know, maybe got a promotion, at old bosses, at you name it. Ex-husbands. Can say or do whatever you want, and the man is automatically guilty. That is ridiculous. I don't know what's going to happen after I'm dead, but while I'm here, if you accuse me of something, you better have proof, because I'm coming at you fully, guns a-blazing.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
God, we got so much to discuss. Geez, the Clintons are going back on tour. And we'll talk about it. I'm really curious as to who set this up. Who cares? And the timing of it is amazing to me. You have a sexual predator going on tour with his enabler. And the left don't see it. On the heels of everything that they accuse Kavanaugh about, you have a sexual predator and her enabler going on tour. By the way, biggest losers on the planet, his reputation in the tank, her reputation pretty close with him. Both of these people should be in prison for the things that they've done not only to this nation, but to the world. They have run a professional extortion racket right before our very eyes, and they're going on tour. I mean, this is the world we live in. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. We are flipping over the topsy-turvy world of the left, and they can't handle it. They want us destroyed. But here's the thing, conservatives listening to my show. I'm not mad at leftists. See, that's like being mad at a rattlesnake, a pet rattlesnake, for biting you. You chose it. You're going to the pet store and you're walking along and there's a puppy and there's a kitten and there's a hamster and you go, hey, it would be really cool to have a rattlesnake as a pet. I could hug him and kiss him and sleep with him. Yeah. That's what you do when you befriend the leftist. That's what you do when you tolerate leftism. You have a pet rattlesnake. That's your new pet. And you wonder when you get, he bit me. I can't believe he bit you. Look at that. You bad snake. Oh, he just bit me. God. Why do we tolerate this? Well, the good news is there are people out there who don't. Make no mistake about it, folks. You are being vindicated at every turn. You've been vindicated over not voting for baby black Jesus. You've been vindicated. You put in the rich white man, the scourge of the earth, and I will talk about this today. The scourge of the world is the rich white man. I played a clip the other day of Aman Poor. She's talking to the guy who's, the spokesman for Hungary. And she says, you don't want diversity and all this. You want white Christians. And the guy goes, we didn't say that. She goes, oh, no. She says, you only want, the Hungarians. And she says, no, we didn't say that. That's what we said. She says, yes, your prime minister said he only wants white Christians. And he says, no, Christians. He only wanted Christians. But she colorized it. I don't want to play the clip again. Thanks for asking, but it's too long just to get to that point. But so it's about whiteness. Let me tell you something. If you're a white person in America, I'm going to sound like I'm leading a Klan march here, a Klan seminar. But if you're a white person in America, you should be outraged at the way you're being treated. I'll say it for you. You should be outraged. And if you're a white male, you should be marching in the streets, showing your naughty bits the way those women did the other day when they were having their vaginas yell at Donald Trump. Did you see this? It's amazing to me that Fox would dare fire me over the word skank when you have a bunch of women who say Donald Trump has ruined the women's movement. And you know how they proclaim that he's ruined the women's movement? They take their butt naked bodies, skirts, raise it up so their vaginas could yell at Donald Trump. I'm not, you would think I'm making this up. Listening to Kevin Jackson, folks, I'm not making this up. 844-55, what's our number? 844-551-8255. Forgot for a second. So much to discuss because the left are so vile and disgusting, and you need to be made to understand that they don't like you. They are going to do everything they can to keep their world crazy. They love chaos. Now, as I said many times, I want you to imagine a world, the America, where they let Donald Trump be Trump. Not to quote Corey Lewandowski's book, but just let Donald Trump be Trump. It's worked pretty well so far. I want you to think about what would happen if the left supported Donald Trump. What do you think would happen? Better or worse? If Trump had the country behind him as he dealt with other nations, as he dealt with the domestic issues created by baby black Jesus that they want to ignore. And Donald Trump has done all these things in spite of Barack Obama. This economy is Trump's economy. There was a meme that came through. It was hysterical. Pardon me, I can't remember exactly what it is now, but it was literally something like, where Obama wanted to take credit for this economy. I mean, the guy doing the it doesn't matter because I can't figure out exactly what it was. But it was so well done where Trump's looking, going, this isn't your economy, dude. Nowhere near. The stock market still going through the roof. Unemployment so low, it's pretty much the government's going, okay, let's just stop measuring. Jobs creation so high that people don't know what to do. This is the best time in modern history, including the time of the venerable Ronald Reagan, for this nation. the best time. And I want you to imagine if they left Trump alone where he could deal with the budget, start cutting down the debt. So dealing with the deficit and the debt, looking at entitlements and a host of other things. It would be amazing. But they don't want that. The Democrats know they cannot allow us to have that. Because if Donald Trump were unimpeded, Barack, you wouldn't even remember how to... Well, who was that dude? What, the president before? Okay, so there was Reagan, and then there was Bush the first, and then I believe Clinton, then Bush the second, and then Donald Trump. No, wait, I'm forgetting somebody. Hold on a minute. Hold on, wait, who was it? And people go, I don't know. Wait, right? Yeah, you're right. There was somebody in between. That's the way you'd be talking about Barack Obama. You'd either forget because you want to forget, or you forget because it would be amnesia. Trump is just so good. Now, I'm not one of these, ooh, Trump is a man, because I don't like everything Trump does. I told you guys when Trump didn't support Kavanaugh, when he made the comment that Ford, Blasey Ford, was a very credible witness, I was like, you must be out of your mind. Now, that's a political statement. That was the first time I heard Trump go political, because he didn't want people to think that he was anti-woman. Blasey Ford wasn't believable. Yeah, she's about as believable as the agua purificado. If you ever been to Mexico, if you see agua purificado, don't drink the water, because it ain't purified, okay? So this is where we are in this topsy-turvy world that we've allowed to happen. And I'm going to prove it to you. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Hillary Clinton, what she said about you, and a host of other people. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael has killed at least 10 people and left a tremendous number of others unaccounted for in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Michael is the fourth most powerful storm on record to hit the United States and the worst since Hurricane Camille in 1969. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida also has another comparison for Hurricane Michael.
Not since the monster Hurricane Andrew in 1992. That is the comparison to this one. It was near a Cat 5 and it leveled everything.
A Turkish court freed American pastor Andrew Brunson on Friday after he spent nearly 2 years in jail and more time under house arrest after he was charged with terrorism and espionage. Brunson's sister Lauren joined Fox News shortly after the news broke.
I'd like to thank President Trump and Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo. And
you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There's a lot that I'd like to do to keep America moving, but the law is the law. And no one person is above the law, not even the president.
Lies, lies, and more lies by Barack Obama. I'm so glad he's gone. I'm so glad we don't have to hear that voice anymore. Talking about the law, I'm not even above the law. Barack Obama found himself to be above the law, temporarily, anyway, for quite some time. But I think as we dig more into what's been happening, we're going to find out that maybe he isn't as above the law as he thought he was. The U.S. is a nation of laws, unless you're a Democrat. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Targeting and attacking conservatives, whether it's through the IRS, whether it's through some nefarious way to thwart what we want is what are our existing laws in this nation, through Fast and Furious and other means, the Democrats conspire. They get together. They concoct ways. They plot ways to do nefarious things to us. We are not doing that. I have never been in a meeting with a group of Republicans in any way, shape, or form that plotted against this country or against the Democrats. Now, I've looked at a piece of legislation and said, this is ridiculous. I'm going to fight that. But I didn't think, you know what, if I take some guns and I run them into Mexico and I create enough havoc over there that we get a run on the border and we get all these illegals that are seeking asylum, I can thwart the immigration laws of America. That's what the Democrats do. I would never plot with a government agency and say, hey, listen, in order to keep these Republicans from forming groups that can fight against legislation, let's slow walk their 501c3s and let's intimidate them and let's make, you know, let's do all kinds of things that make sure they'll never get by, you know, and then let's make them fearful to be a part of the system. I don't know many, I don't know of any, but Democrats did this. They kick the can down the road when it comes to veterans, but then use them, you know, to pretend that they care. The NFL is a good example. Hey, we're going to have our dedication to the Veterans Day. The Army, they run the commercials. Oh, but hey, don't worry about taking a knee, not putting your hand over your heart, or worrying about the national anthem or the flag. You can do whatever you want on that. But hey, we're proud of our military. Liars. Now, that has nothing to do with the law. It just has to do with how the Democrats are so duplicitous and they get away with this stuff. True freedom requires rule of law and justice. And it requires a judicial system where one set of people do not get rights that another set of people don't get. And that's what we've witnessed. Do I need to take you back to Hillary Clinton? Do I need to ask you a very simple question? Do you know anybody in your life, in your sphere of influence, that could get away with what Hillary got away with? I don't. I don't know anybody in my sphere who would dare try to get away with what Ford tried to get away with. I don't know of anybody who would try to get away with what the media tries to get away with their lies. Vicious, utter, ridiculous lies. Charles de Segonda said this: there's no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice. Do you know what we've witnessed in the witch hunt of Donald Trump? Do you know what we've witnessed in the witch hunt of Paul Manafort and all these other people who are associated with Trump, all so that they can get to Donald Trump? Do you know what we've witnessed with Kavanaugh? Another person that ultimately, what are they trying to do? Get to Trump? We've witnessed that tyranny perpetrated under the shield of law.
We need to have the Senate investigate this. Well, then we need the FBI looking into it, because that's what's going to make it right.
No, what's going to make it right is for the Democrats to recognize how duplicitous they are to begin with, that they're promoting this type of injustice. One of our greatest philosophers, Aristotle, said that at his best, man is the noblest of all animals. Separated from law and justice, he's the worst. Are you beginning to feel like that, if you think about that? When we are noble, we are amazing. Think about the good things that you do, the good things that you've watched people do. How does it make you feel, man? I feel invigorated to be a human being when things are done correctly. But then I watch these things that the left does, that doesn't seek justice in any way. It's just a straight up, you know, live and die for their ideology, and they don't care who they take down, and you are witnessing man at his worst, separated from law and justice, without a care in the world. His most basal need to be met, a reptilian brain that's just, you know, hell-bent on destruction. It's unbelievable what we get to witness here and what we have witnessed with the left, and they don't care. Find one of them look, watch what happens. 100% verification could come in the form of some sort of evidence where they go, you know what? We found the Holy Grail. We know with 100% certainty Kavanaugh wasn't even in the state. He wasn't in the vicinity of Ford, and on and on. 40% of this country will not buy it. Dumb Democrats will still say, no, he's guilty. I don't care what they say. I don't care. Because you know what? He should have been guilty. And if he had the chance, he would have done it. They'll give you 50 reasons to avoid looking at the truth. Robert Kennedy, a very famous Democrat, said something along the lines that the glory of justice and the majesty of law are created not just by the Constitution or the courts or officers of the law or lawyers or what have you, but by men and women who constitute our society, the protectors of the law as they themselves are protected by the law. That's what he said, something along those lines. It's not about the Constitution. It's not about the people you put in charge. It is about the men and women who make up our society. And I want you to understand, on the left, the men and women who make up our society are the dregs, the true dregs of society. They are the people who will lie about you. They're the people who will not stand by you once they figure out, you know, that you don't fit their profile or whatever. They're the people who will ruin you because they sense their opportunity to get ahead of you. Now, I'm not telling you there aren't some on the right, because I know some. But I will tell you this, there are far more of those snakes on the left than there are on the right. It's unbelievable to watch these people at work. I would tell you I'm saddened by them, but I know them too well. I would tell you I feel sorry for them, but I really don't. If that's the life you want to lead, you know what? Go for it. But what a life. What a terrible way to go through life feeling that way. And you know what I'm talking about. You know enough of them. People that are waiting. It's like a wolf pack. There's a lady that raised wolves. And she accidentally slipped down one day. Now, she's the alpha dog of these wolves. Fed them, took care of them, etc. But one day, she slipped and fell. And the wolf that wanted to be the alpha dog killed her. Killed her dead. That's the way the left are. They're a pack of wolves. That's, and I'm telling you, that's giving them too much credit. I have too much respect for wolves to go too much with this. But you get what I'm saying. You understand my premise, right? You guys get it. They're waiting for you to slip. And in some cases, somebody's there to trip you with the human side of it. They're not just waiting for you to slip. They are going to set you up so you do slip. But Jesse Jackson did to that dude. I forget his name. Mel Reynolds or something. I think that was his name. Set him up with a 16-year-old girl. Leaked the story. Brought Jesse Jackson Jr. Boom. Reynolds goes to jail for pedophile with his page. Pedophile, you know, for molesting his page. Jesse Jackson Jr. steps into the seat. Well, what's the ultimate game? Junior ends up in prison, disgraced, just like his dad. That's the legacy. I don't know what he's doing now, but you can bet he's resurrecting his career, and there's going to be some leftist ready to step in and help him. There's an old saying, live your life as though your every act were to become a universal law. Boy, that's a tough one to live to, isn't it? Even for us conservatives, it's very difficult to live by that. Immanuel Kant said it. Kant said it in case you want to look it up, but and understand more about him. But that's a very difficult thing to do. But I'll tell you what, we come closer to it than anybody else, because even in my mistakes, I will tell you it's a mistake and you should live your life differently than what I may be doing. Because that's a sign of somebody that at least has a moral core.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Angie writes to me, "Hey, Kevin, if you're the Fox News contributor that was just let go for expressing your opinion, I just want you to know that you are not alone. Please accept my sympathy and good wishes. I'm just an old grandma who rarely writes letters or emails to anyone, but I just want to wish you well and hope one day people with decent and or conservative values can speak honestly without ridiculous and unfair repercussions. The other side can spew horrible, filthy language and lie, commit perjury, and ruin other people's hard-earned reputations and careers, and good people have to always tread lightly and too often refrain from truly expressing themselves. This old grandma wishes you the best. And Kevin, keep fighting the good fight and don't let them get you down." Well, I can tell you this, Andy. It's Andy. Did I say Angie or Andy? Did I know? It's Andy. Grandma Andy, don't worry about it. They will not get me down. These leftists are attacking my page, attacking my site, you name it. And you know what we're doing? Boop, boop, deleting them, moving on positively with the message, And let me tell you something, as God is my witness, people want somebody out there like me. It's like the Jack Nicholsons of the world and A Few Good Men. I'm not trying to make myself, whatever his name was, Colonel Jessup. But do you want somebody guarding that line? You need somebody guarding that. You want me on that line. You need me on that line. I'm just not the despicable character to him that ordered the code red, because I'm just telling the truth. And when we stop, when it's to the point where we can no longer have those voices out there, shame on us. Has the truth ever been pointed out to you about something you do or you did and you went, man, you're so right. Thank you. Because you know what? People can let you languish. They can let you have that booger hanging out of your nose all day long, and you finally get home and go, was that thing hanging out of my nose all day and nobody told me? Yeah, it was. Or the toilet paper off the butt or the shoe or whatever. People don't want to tell you. Well, there are people out there who are willing to tell you the truth. And you know, this funny thing that, it, you know, and I think they want, the left want to have their cake and eat it too. Because here's what they want. They want to say, we've had a feminist movement and there's a feminist revolution and we can do what we want. Oh, but you can't say negative things about women. Really? So you can call a man anything you want. You can call a black conservative whatever the heck you want and no repercussions. But you call a woman what she really is. And by the way, what she proudly accepts. That's what's so funny about it. Leftist women, if you say, you know, they used to be the walk of shame, you know, and they talk about it. They make movies about it. They make fun of it. But the left tell you, we can be what we want. Women, we can be what we want. We can sleep with who we want. We can do what we want. And there's no repercussions. And you can't think of us as a slut or a skank or whatever. Oh, yeah, you can. Sure, you can. Sure, you can. You don't have to feel that way. And you can have whatever behaviors you want, but people are going to make their own value assessments of them. Some of them are going to come from societal norms, and some of them are going to come from just your own personal upbringing. You find some young woman who grew up in the Bible Belt, you know, raised by, you know, good, whole wholesome family, blah, 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 given the typical scenario of her, and let her evaluate the life of a city girl who started having sex at the age of 11 or 12 and maybe has a baby at 17 and has had, you know, 50 sexual partners before she's 22. They're going to see each other in completely different lights. This bumpkin is going to go, what in the world is this promiscuous woman? And that's putting it nicely in terms of how she might feel about it. And the other girl is going to be, who is this bumpkin that isn't living her life to the fullest? I accept both views. I don't care. I get it. Society, rightly or wrongly, has said women who are more promiscuous, you bear the brunt. Now, that's a very difficult thing to put on your shoulders when on the counterpart of that, they're saying to young boys, get as much as you possibly can. It'll make a man out of you. I get it. It was a product of it. Okay? I understand it. And I understand all the views therein. That's why I made the sphere. Because, you know what? Women are 100% right to say, it doesn't matter how many sexual partners I've had, it's none of your business, blah, blah, blah. Get it. But I think it's also a measure of how you feel about yourself. And I'll speak from the men's point of view, okay? Guys, you go with me here. You might agree with this or not. As a youngster, you're told, man, go get it. Get some. Find the girls who are easiest, whatever. If a girl really wants to date you, go for it. Try to get, you know. I'm not talking about rape. I'm saying, you know, if she wants to give it up, take it. That kind of thing. And it became the measure of you. I'll ask you today, is that the measure of you? The number of women you can conquer, etc.? Is that the measure of you? Is that what you go around looking for? Because I suspect that's not the case. I suspect you've learned a lot more respect for yourself. And you say, it's not about that. I'm not saying, you know, you don't occasionally, you know, see a woman you're attracted to and things like that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you don't have this vision of, oh boy, you're going to give it up. I want it. You know, that 15 to 17 year old boy period where, you know, it's just like you're trying to get the feathers in the headdress. Maybe it goes on longer. I'm sure it does. You know, I'd be lying if it said it didn't go on longer for me. It goes into your 20s, whatever age it is. But at some point, you stop measuring yourself that way. And you say, it's not about that. Now, see, I always thought women had a level of maturity that said, I don't need to measure that way. I can be more discerning about my partners because I know what the guys are trying to get. It took a lot more for a woman, in my opinion, to restrain herself because she has the same carnal needs as a man. But God gave her that emotional connection. Boys, it's a physical thing. Just give it up, please. It's a night, my lucky night. I'm going to put on my best cologne, my best clothes. I'm going to go to the club. There's going to be somebody there hot that wants me. Or I'll make her want me. I'll be charming. And a woman goes and goes, is he discerning enough? Is that the guy I want to be with? And so on and so forth. That's always been the differential for me. And it's very rare that a guy can go out and say, oh, I know I'm going to get laid. But a woman pretty much can go out and go, I can get laid. It's just who I choose. Those are the differences. People can argue this with me, but it's the case. So I've always looked at it as women, you've had the choice. And don't misunderstand me. If you only wanted to make the carnal connection, that is your business, not mine. And you shouldn't be judged. And if you got 1,000 sexual partners, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's who you are. And if you marry after that and you now are with your husband or whatever lifestyle you're leading, congratulations to you. But don't try to deny it when it's time to come, you know, to come to the reckoning of it when you accuse somebody of something. Don't think people aren't going to bring it up and go, yeah, but you had a pretty casual attitude about sex. You know, you're going to parties and pretending that this, you were, you know, just an innocent victim of the party. Oh, the party just kind of picked up while I was there. 17-year-old boys may like 15-year-old girls, but you know who they like more? College girls. They really want to pull college girls. So this, the notion here that we can't look at Dr. Ford, I'll just call her Ford, in some way is ridiculous. The notion that we must believe women is ridiculous. Any more than I'm just going to automatically believe a man. I don't automatically believe anybody based on gender, religion, sexual orientation, nothing. You're going to make me believe you. I want to hear the story and I will assess the facts. And I'll ask some very interesting questions that will help me get to it. I could have been a great judge or an attorney because I'll get to the truth. But don't act like you're above, women are above doing this. You can't have your cake and eat it too, feminist. You want to pretend that you're prepared to be in the world of men. You want to compete with men. Treat us like men. Well, if you get treated like men, then guess what? You're going to get accused of things and you're going to be made to have the same level of, you know, I don't know what the word I'm searching for now, but you got to prove it just like anybody else. I'll just simplify the language that way. And you're not selling me on the idea that I have to treat you differently. It was so obvious how the Democrats treated Kavanaugh versus how they treated the other person, where the Republicans had one person asking Ford questions, and they were all around, sort of roundabout, like, well, why do you have these blank spots? This woman was obviously drinking at the age of 15. These other kids were 17. She's drinking at the age of 15. Nobody brings that up. What were her parents? What was her background? What was her reputation in school? Why was she there? These are all legitimate questions is to get to ascertain all the things leading up to this so-called event that never happened. This is ridiculous. It is an assault on our senses, an assault on our sensibilities, an assault on the American spirit. And women, men, I don't care what gender, religion, you name it, you should be ashamed. Democrats, whoever thinks that this woman is credible, should be ashamed of themselves. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.